Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, October 31st, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Investor news breaks. Max Power Mining, OTC, MaxXF, Frankfurt 89N. Featured in Network News Audio on natural hydrogen as a clean energy solution for AI growth. Max Power Mining, listed on the CSE as MaxX, on the OTC as MaxXF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange as 89N, is featured in a Network News Audio segment discussing the use of natural hydrogen as a clean energy solution for the growing demand in AI technology. As AI-driven electricity demand surpasses global grid capacity, Max Power is at the forefront of exploring natural hydrogen as a scalable energy source. The company aims to supply power to compute-intensive regions and industrial corridors, positioning itself as North America's first public company focused on commercial natural hydrogen. Max Power is dedicated to advancing exploration and development to establish a new energy foundation for the AI era. QuantumZyme announces publication of patents supporting sustainable pharmaceutical growth and innovation. QuantumZyme Corp. announces the publication of international patents supporting sustainable pharmaceutical growth and innovation. The World Intellectual Property Organization published QuantumZyme's patent application for modified polypeptides for enzymatic synthesis of ibuprofen, highlighting the company's commitment to sustainable pharmaceutical manufacturing. These patents cover QuantumZyme's biocatalytic method for producing ibuprofen through an enzyme-mediated process, reducing chemical waste, and enhancing manufacturing efficiency. CEO Naveen Kulkarni stated that the patents mark an important milestone, validating the strength of their enzyme engineering technology. QuantumZyme's proprietary QZyme Workbench platform integrates quantum mechanics, molecular modeling, and AI-driven optimization to design biocatalysts for sustainable API production. The company plans to continue laboratory optimization, pursue discussions with pharmaceutical organizations for licensing, and file additional patent applications for enzymatic transformations and process improvements.
Investor news breaks. Standard Lithium Ltd., NYS American SLI, an Equinor joint venture, receives Arkansas approval for Southwest Arkansas project integration. Standard Lithium Ltd., SLI, an Equinor's joint venture, Smackover Lithium, has received unanimous approval from the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission for its integration application, covering the Reynolds Brine Unit for the Southwest Arkansas project. This milestone ensures access to the 20,854-acre brine production area, de-risking the project's resource base. The SWA project plans to produce 22,500 tons of battery-quality lithium carbonate annually starting in 2028. Standard Lithium prioritizes sustainable lithium development in the U.S. through high-grade resources and streamlined permitting. The company, in partnership with Equinor, is advancing the S2A project in Arkansas and a lithium brine resource position in East Texas.
Rock breaks. Max Power Mining, SKECTH, OTC, Max 89N, appoints PTRC president as CEO, prepares to drill Canada's first deep natural hydrogen well. Max Power Mining, listed on the CSE, OTC, and Frankfurt Stock Exchange, has appointed Ranjith Narayanasamy, current president of PTRC, as its new CEO. The company is gearing up to drill Canada's first deep natural hydrogen well in Saskatchewan. Meanwhile, current CEO Mansoor Jan will lead the company's U.S. subsidiary. Max Power focuses on mineral exploration in North America, particularly in the natural hydrogen sector. They hold a significant land position and are set to begin drilling in Q4 2025. Additionally, the company has properties in the U.S. and Canada focused on critical minerals, including the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project in Arizona. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Eco-friendly solutions for medical facility cleaning. Southern Green Residential and Commercial Cleaning has become the go-to choice for medical facility cleaning in Central Florida, standing out for its use of eco-friendly products and sustainable methods. By employing non-toxic cleaning agents, low VOC products, reusable materials, and eco-certified products, Southern Green ensures a safe and pristine environment for patients, staff, and visitors. Their focus on waste reduction, water and energy conservation, and verified sustainability certifications sets them apart in the industry. Healthcare providers can rely on Southern Green to deliver high-quality, environmentally conscious cleaning services that promote both cleanliness and sustainability in medical settings. Clearwater Living awarded prestigious Energy Star certification for its Arizona communities. Clearwater Living, a real estate and property management company based in Newport Beach, CA, has received the prestigious Energy Star certification for three of its Arizona properties. This certification, earned for the second consecutive year, highlights the company's commitment to sustainability and operational excellence. Clearwater Agritopia in Gilbert scored 97, Clearwater Ahwatukee in Phoenix scored 97, and Clearwater Mayo Balvid in Phoenix scored 85, demonstrating exceptional energy efficiency compared to similar buildings nationwide. Energy Star certified buildings use 35% less energy, emit 35% fewer greenhouse gases, and are more cost-effective to operate. Clearwater Living offers independent living, assisted living, and memory support across its communities in Arizona, California, Oregon, Nevada, and Texas, with a focus on creating vibrant environments for residents to thrive physically, mentally, and socially. Network news breaks: Max Power Mining, MaxX, OTC MaxXF, 89N. Featured in Network Newswire, editorial on natural hydrogen's role in powering the AI era. Max Power Mining, listed on the CSE as MaxX, the OTC as MaxF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange as 89N, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial focusing on natural hydrogen's role in powering the AI era. The editorial discusses the increasing energy demand from AI and data centers, driving the need for clean energy solutions like natural hydrogen. Max Power is the first publicly traded company in North America dedicated to commercial natural hydrogen, positioning itself to meet the rising electricity demands of the digital economy. Max Power's extensive land permits and exploration efforts in the natural hydrogen sector showcase its commitment to decarbonization and critical minerals exploration in North America. France starts testing motorway that can charge EVs. France has begun testing a motorway system capable of recharging electric vehicles on the A10 route near Paris. Engineers embedded induction coils beneath the asphalt and connected them to power supplies controlled through software. Motorists will rely on rechargeable batteries in electric vehicles like those made by Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ, BNI. Green Car Stocks is a platform focusing on EVs and green energy, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com. Balcony Solar could be a game changer in clean energy. Germany has now installed more than 1 million Balcony solar systems, with over 3,000 residents in the Muckern-Kietz housing complex embracing the compact panels. These panels allow renters and apartment dwellers to produce electricity without rooftop access. This innovation could open up new business opportunities for renewable energy firms like GeoSolar Technologies, Inc. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com. Q&A with Ace Green Recycling CEO Nishchay Chadha, building a global platform for sustainable battery recycling. Nishchay Chadha, CEO of Ace Green Recycling, leads a global battery recycling company with operations in North America, Europe, and Asia. Ace specializes in sustainably recycling lead-acid and lithium-ion batteries using zero-emission processes. Their modular design allows for localized circular supply chains, reducing emissions and strengthening resource security. Chada's inspiration stems from a desire to address inefficiencies and unsafe practices in the industry. ACE's proprietary technologies, including GreenLead and Lithium First, recover high-purity materials without smelting. The Grid Metallics Processing System, GMPS, further enhances their lead-acid battery recycling capabilities. With plans for a Texas facility and strategic partnerships with companies like Spiro and Glencore, ACE is poised for growth in the U.S. market and beyond. Chada is excited about the upcoming year, focusing on large-scale execution and expanding their global footprint to drive the clean energy transition.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.